Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance.
We are back, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. If you missed the last couple weeks, you missed out. Go back and check out our podcasts on iTunes or Podbean. You can find links to those on CatholicSpiritRadio.com as well. We've had some great guests with us. This week is no different. Chris Miller is with us from Epiphany Parish to talk about the Troops of St. George. Chris, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. For those that might not be aware at all, give us a little background on the Troops of St. George.
Yeah, man. So the Troop St. George was started in 2013 by Dr. Taylor Marshall. And basically it is a, I'll just go ahead and read the mission statement here. It says, the Troop St. George apostolate aims to use the outdoors as our canvas and the sacrament as our path to light on the way of formation of holy Catholic men and boys. Whether called the vocation of priesthood, the religious life, or that of holy fatherhood, our fathers and sons will take a prayerful pilgrimage together to fulfill Christ's desire for them to grow in virtue and their holy Catholic faith as they journey towards heaven. So basically, it's a scouting outing for fathers and sons, just fathers and sons going outside, trying to get men back outside, learning manly skills, reclaiming, you know, authentic masculinity. But then fathers and sons, you know, instead of fathers just dropping the kids off at an event, like they actually participate and learn and grow with their sons at the same time.
Be present in fatherhood.
Yes. Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, we have a three young boys, 5, 4, and almost 2. And we spend a lot of time outside at our house. We camp out in the backyard. We haven't ventured away from the backyard yet. We have a big backyard with some trees and wooded area, but I don't know, probably this summer the boys were asking me to show them how to start a fire with a Ziploc baggie of water they had watched on like YouTube or something, which is a similar type of stuff that you'd learn in like scouting or some type of outdoor group, different types of fire making. And so we've had a lot of concerns and issues with primarily the Boy Scouts, also the Girl Scouts, but like I said, I have boys. Some different concerns in some of the higher level administration decisions that they've made in the last few years. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll just go to the Boy Scout store here in town and just buy the handbook and like just teach my kids outdoor stuff.
Yep.
But then after doing a little bit more research on the Troops of St. George, it sounds like a really cool group.
Yeah. Yeah. The Catholic faith is the center of everything we do. So, we're definitely going out in the woods. You know, we just had our first camp out, last weekend. And so, you know, fire starting, we did it with a magnesium stick instead
nice.
Of anything else. So
the Ziploc baggie, I couldn't get to work, by the way.
I'm going to have to look that one up. I don't know if I know that one.
Oh, yeah. You can YouTube it. They make it work on YouTube. I had too much water in the bag, I think, was my issue. So I didn't get that convex shape.
Yep.
So we got a little bit of smoke, but not enough to get a fire. But anyway, magnesium stick, way easier.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Sounds like it anyway.
No bow and drill.
No.
It always amazes me when I watch those survival shows. Those guys pull it off, or at least it looks like they do.
Yeah.
So how exactly does the troop work?
So the basis of it is just campouts. So we have one camp out a month, and then or on average, depending on the weather. But then we have a meeting before that to just kind of organize and plan for that. But within the structure of the troops, you have junior cadets and senior cadets. And the junior cadets have a list of physical, spiritual, family, patriotic, and manly skills, basically achievements that they have to be able to show proficiency in to their leader. And then in the senior cadets, they have achievement courses that they work on. So anything from knot tying to camping, but then there's the Catholic thing. So there's apologetics and Latin and everything else thrown in there. And so as they work up the ranks, then there's a final, you know, to be a Troops of St. George Tribune, which is kind of like the Eagle Scout. You have to achieve all the certain achievement courses, and then you have like a 3-day out in the woods survival thing that you have to do with limited food and resources.
Nice. I know when I was growing up, I was in Boy Scouts. We only ever liked the camping anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
And we would camp like one time a year.
Yep. I had the same experience growing up I was in the Boy Scouts as well. And yeah, I remember I always get Boys Life magazine.
Yeah.
And I would see all the cool stuff the Boy Scouts were doing, but at the local level, and you know,
it was just meetings.
Yes. Just meetings in a church basement and, you know, crafts, you know.
So, yeah, let's just go camp.
Yep.
I like that as the motto.
Yep. And that's kind of where the you know, the rubber meets the road. And like there's some suffering out there, but that's exactly, you know, what brings the bond and the memorable experiences about. You know, I was in the Marine Corps back in the day. And
well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, no problem. But the most memorable times were sometimes some of the roughest things you had to experience with your brothers. And I think of Troop St. George, not that our camping outings are all suffering, but I think of this last one, it got down to like 27 degrees. So
that's
were.
That's the best way to sleep.
Yep. But it, you know, everybody had a great, memorable time, just getting back out into the woods.
Nice. So what is the age range for the boys?
Age range for the boys is 6 to 18.
Nice. And for those that might not be familiar, you touched on Dr. Taylor Marshall. Before the show, we talked a little bit. Can you give us some background on him as the founder?
Yeah. So he was originally an Anglican priest. And then eventually came home to Rome. And then I think he was encouraged by Scott Hahn, actually, to continue in his studies. Went in and got his doctorate in Thomistic studies. And so he was a professor for a while. Later, he opened up the new St. Thomas Institute, which is basically for lay people to learn more about the faith. And then it was, just, like I said, in 2013, I think, when he opened up the Troops of St. George. And he basically saw, you know, some of the issues that some of the other groups were having and just a need for Catholic men to reclaim authentic masculinity and reclaim manly virtues and skills that, you know, through our culture are kind of dwindling off.
Yeah, I think that there is some level of self-preservation that we no longer really, not only do we not even teach it, it's not even a virtue, you know, being able to just take care of yourself and build a fire and a tent and some type of shelter to be able to survive.
Yep.
And I think you're right. I think that reconnection to the outdoors, to the space that God made for us, is a great way to learn about and understand a lot of aspects of our faith.
Yep. Heard a quote, I don't remember who it was by, but talked about, you know, you go into the city, you know, you surround yourself with man's creation, but you go out into the woods, you surround yourself with God's creation. So it's just easier to get out into the peace and quiet, and, you know, that helps form your relationship with God, just being in his creation.
Yeah, absolutely. How many troops are there?
I'm not sure because they did some restructuring. I think there's a couple hundred around the United States. The closest ones we have here would be up in Palatine, and then I know there's another troop in St. Louis, but there was a void here in the Midwest. So that's kind of.
So you decided to help fill that.
Yeah.
Fill that. How did that process go?
Fairly simple. There was a lot of little inner workings with insurance and being a 501c3 and
all the paperwork.
Yep. But actually it wasn't too hard once we got rolling with it. And then I think we started probably 3 or 4 months ago, really getting the groundwork. And like I said, I'd known about it since 2013. So I had known a little bit about it,
but yeah,
as far as really getting the ball rolling, it was probably about 4 months ago.
Have you had any, issues as far as the other groups in town, pushback or anything like that, or have they been fairly receptive or not really any communication at all?
Yeah, so I tried to go out of my way to keep it as peaceful as possible, so I actually met with one of the main leaders of the Boy Scouts. We went out for a beer one night and talked about it, and he was supportive of it.
Nice.
And yeah, so there's not a lot of qualms. I know eventually when we try to start it in the parish, you know, there's the issue, well, won't this be divisive? And my thought and our parish priest thought, well, if there's another option for men who want to do it, he's like, I don't have any right to deny them an option that they feel fit for their children. And for me, it was just looking, okay, well, this is good, but what's better? And so seeing this program is already laid out, I just thought specifically how I looked at raising my son without doing this, and I'm like, you know what? This is going to hold me accountable to be the father I want to be, teach the faith like I want to teach it, to teach my son manly things like I want to do it, that I feel like if I didn't have it, I didn't do it, then I would truly miss out on being the father that I could have been.
Those weekends start to just kind of fly by, and
yep,
before you know it, they're getting ready to leave the house, and you're like, oh, man, we didn't go camping enough times, yep, or we didn't have these conversations. I think a lot of that benefit just comes from that unplugging and giving dads the opportunity and the time to have conversations with their sons, far less distractions when you're outdoors. And
absolutely. So it's time when boys and sons can, or fathers and sons can, just get out and go, and it's a scheduled date every month that they're going to get out for a couple days. And so that's the other big thing about the troops. You know, it's, you can't just drop your son off and you go do your own thing. Father's participation is mandatory. So all the events, all the things we're doing, fathers are involved. And that, you know, that includes all the activities. So if we're rock climbing or fishing or hiking or shooting or whatever, dads are right there with their sons doing it together. So like this weekend, we did some, kept it pretty simple on our first outing, but we did just some flag football. And we did some capture the flag, but dads were out there running around playing with it too. And I remember talking to one of the dads afterwards, and he told me, you know, I can't remember the last time my boy and I just played ball together. And he's like, you know, this was great. And I said, yeah, exactly. That's why I love this so much, is because fathers have to go out and play with their boys too. And then, so it's not just for the sons, it's for the dads.
Absolutely. I had told you that I picked up some Dr. Taylor Marshall videos on YouTube. So I would encourage folks who want to get more information about their faith even. He does a great job, to your point, as a professor, of really laying out some really deep conversations in regards to our faith and a lot of the things that have been going on here recently with bishops and all that kind of stuff. So I would encourage folks to check him out on YouTube as well. For folks that want to get more information on the Troops of St. George, what are some of the avenues that they can go about getting more information?
Yeah, so they can go to troopsstgeorge.org, and if you go in there, there's program materials, and there's the officer's field manual in there. I mean, and that has everything. So there's a lot of the stuff with the legal aspect that the captains and stuff are going to be involved with handling. But there's also all the achievement courses, what the boys will be doing, what a camp out looks like. So that's probably the best place to get information. There's also been a few other interviews that you can find on YouTube of different dads talking about their troops. And recently the headquarters just released like 3 new promotional videos that kind of shows,
nice,
you know, boys being out.
Get the word out.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they're trying to get lots of views, so.
Well, there you go. So go click on it a bunch of times.
Yeah, go click on it a few times.
Make sure you use different computers so they have different IP addresses. Get full credit there. What about here locally? Who's the go-to guy here locally?
So go-to guy in town here is going to be Jack Maggiore. So how it started with myself is I was interested in starting the troop, but my boy wasn't quite of age yet because he's younger. So I kind of volunteered to help get the ball rolling. And then Jack was gracious enough to step up and be the troop captain.
And that's Maggiore, no J, a bunch of G's.
Yeah, a bunch of G's. Yeah.
Is there Is there a local social media do you guys have a Facebook page or anything like that? Or
we're still in our
working on it
infant process. So yes, I think Jack just started one, but as far as getting much media out, we haven't done a whole lot yet, but I'd be expecting it in the near future here.
Absolutely. Most of the boys and dads currently involved are from Epiphany then, or?
Yeah, all of them right now are from Epiphany.
Well, we better get St. Pat Smyrna on the
on
the stick so we
can
represent
talking about,
as well.
Father Schultz is quite the outdoorsman too, from what I hear, so I've been told to put a bug in his ear as well. So
I can help you do that. What type of involvement is there from the priests? Are there priests that come on campouts and that kind of stuff? Or
so each troop has to have a chaplain to oversee. So Father Eric at Epiphany here is our chaplain for the troop. But he's a super busy man, so he's not able to make everything. But right now, so we've established a home base for where the troops go. And our home base for camping is actually at the community of St. John in Princeville. So it's a group of religious brothers and sisters out there, but they have graciously allowed us to use their property, which it's perfect. It's out in the middle of the country. They've got wooded property and open fields. There's places to hike, and there's a pond for fishing. And the other awesome thing is we can partake in all the spiritual things. So every camp out, we try and have mass and confession. We pray morning prayer. We do a rosary around the campfire every night. And so last time one of the brothers came out and gave a talk on masculinity around the campfire after we prayed the rosary.
Nice.
So
I bet the boys love that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And two, it exposes the boys to the religious life because it puts them in an environment where they're around religious brothers. So hopefully just gets them to, you know, be thinking about the religious life more, and then, hey, these guys that hunker down in the woods aren't so weird. They're pretty cool dudes. Yeah. So.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We've been having a conversation about the Troops of St. George with Chris Miller here in town. If you want to get more information or if you have a son that might be interested, check them out. They are currently out of Epiphany. I'm sure that you can contact Epiphany's parish office and they can get you in contact with Jack. We will be back after these messages. You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5.
Join Catholic Spirit Radio on Saturday, December 1st for a Christmas pilgrimage to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Snows in Belleville, Illinois, where shrine grounds will be illuminated with the annual Way of Lights Christmas display that centers on the birth of Jesus. The trip includes a breathtaking drive-through display, plus a church tour, a Christmas tree display, and the gift shop. Seats are limited, so register before November 12th. Visit CatholicSpiritRadio.com for more details and to register. Call Kathy 309-828-6554 with questions.
We are back, Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley. Chris Miller is in studio with us today. Again, thank you for being here.
Yeah, once again, thanks for having me.
We're talking about the Troops of St. George. If you haven't heard about them, you're missing out. Check out their website to get more information. We have recently started a troop here in Bloomington. So if you have a son who's between 6 and 18 and you want to have them get involved with a Catholic-based outdoor scouting type organization, I would definitely encourage you to check out the Troops of St. George. Give us a little bit of information on, you said junior cadets, that's kind of the place to start. What does that process look like, and what are some of the things that they work on?
So basically, to move up from each grade level, they have to show proficiency in different areas. So like I said earlier, the different areas are spiritual, physical, patriotic, manly, and then eventually they start to throw in some family skills in there. So on the spiritual side, you know, at the age required range for the sacraments, you know, they're expected to partake of First Communion, First Confession, do those things. Also be able to recite basic prayers as they move along. So for example, I'll give you the grade 3 St. Luke's Oxen, as they're called. So all the junior cadets are based off, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So the spiritual aspects, some of them are recite the Angel of God prayer for memory, Explain in your own words to your troop captain or patrol lieutenant the difference between heaven, hell, and purgatory. Explain in your own words to your troop captain or patrol lieutenant how God is a trinity of divine persons. And lead a decade of the rosary for your family or patrol. Announce a mystery and then say the Our Father, Hail Marys, so forth, so on. So then and those are all mandatory. So usually the physical or the spiritual aspects are all mandatory. Like you have to be able to do this to move on. Physical, need to be able to run a mile without stopping, do push-ups, do 20 consecutive push-ups, organize a push-up competition, organize a race in your neighborhood or with your patrol. Patriotic, some of the things are discover if there are any saints from your nation or ethnicity. Name your state or nation's official bird, tree, or flower. Describe your nation's flag, and are there any Christian symbols in it? Family-wise, organize family fun night. Learn names of your grandparents, great-grandparents. And then some of the manly skills are write a thank you note, carve a piece of wood into something interesting, change a tire or help change a tire with an adult, learn how to coil rope for a garden hose. So it's just – it's what I like, it's the whole person, whereas in some of the other scouting things we have, you know, it's just – might be the patriotic, might be the camping, but spiritual skills, like I said, there might be a little achievement course, but every one of these is like every year, it's all tied back to that. Like you even notice with the patriotic, describe your nation's flag, are there any Christians? Like, so it's just always constantly bringing you back to the faith no matter what you're doing. And like I said, each grade level has different requirements for the boys to be able to show. And now, like if your kid has a physical disability, can't do, you know, like a lot of the other things aren't mandatory. So it's not going to be limiting for anyone if someone has a son with different issues or some learning difficulties. So
do all the kids start out at the first level regardless of age and then they kind of just fly through fast?
Yeah, if they come in and they're older, basically what they have to do is they still have to be able to show proficiency in all those things. So basically they just start working with their dad on these things. And that's what's neat too, because they'll go home and dad will, help them do these things. And you know, if dad doesn't know how to do it, then he's get a book or look on the internet and he'll figure it out himself. And then that way, I think this cool part is that they're both learning together. So dads don't feel discouraged if you're like, oh, I don't know. Like I said, there's a course on Latin. I don't know Latin. Well, don't worry about it. You and your boy can learn about it together.
Nice. My wife and I were driving down the road the other day and she made a comment about, oh, we should probably teach kids how to change a tire.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, absolutely. But like, didn't you do that in driver's ed? And she's like, no. And I'm like, what? I think my driver's ed did. I'm sure it did.
Yeah. Not mine either. Yeah.
Really?
Nope.
And the problem is, it doesn't matter if you know how to change a tire or not. The problem is the lug nuts are always rusted on with the time that the tire goes flat. It doesn't matter if you know what you're doing or you're like, how do I get this tire to fall out of the bottom of this minivan by pure magic? So, but I'm happy that that's on there because, again, just life skills.
Yeah.
Is really what you guys are. Are there any how to balance a checkbook? As get older?
Yep.
That's another thing that constantly I have conversations with people about, like, we just don't teach our kids in school, like, normal stuff that they're going to have to deal with.
Yep. Yeah, schools spend a lot of time on a lot of stuff that you'll never use and not much time on the stuff you'll use every day. There's everything from, you know, setting up a budget to going grocery shopping and having to plan out for meals and, some of the skills, you know, get pretty far in depth as they get into the senior cadets as far as carpentry and electrical work and some of the things they have to achieve are actually pretty in depth with each of the different aspects. So
lots of service related type of requirements, volunteer type.
Yep. So part of it is that we're supposed to serve our local parish and the bishop. So yeah, we will do volunteer projects, helping out at soup kitchens or doing whatever, you know. Some of the things, like we're using the Brothers Lane in Princeville, so I already told them, like, hey, I know you guys have a lot of work that needs to be done here, so to help us repay you for letting us stay here, like, give us some things to do.
Nice.
So, and we'll do the same thing around the parish. Like, hey, Father, what do you need around the parish? And then we'll have the boys go work for that. And working with the boys is something I didn't talk about, is highly encouraged, specifically so they have their uniform. So all in all, the uniform's probably around $70 for them to get. But they're kind of told not to be given their uniform. They're expected to go out and work for it, whether it's shoveling snow in the wintertime off a neighbor's driveway, mowing yards, doing whatever. They're supposed to teach them a work ethic to go out there and,
nice.
And earn it. And then they take more a little more pride in their uniform.
Sure.
They maybe take better care of it. But there's we try not to encourage handouts.
Nice. All kinds of real-world philosophies.
Yeah. Yep.
Boiled down into actually teaching our young boys. I think that's fantastic. What are some of the other events? So you talked a lot about the campouts. Are there other event type of things that you guys do? No Pinewood Derbies.
No, we don't. We don't do the Pinewood Derby, which is discourages a lot, I think. But the sky is kind of the limit. I mean, backpacking, canoeing, rock climbing.
If it's outdoors, you guys are going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. If it's church related. So like we were earlier talking about the men's march, like
yeah,
the troop will be in that
nice.
Every year. So, but any and all activities.
It's nice to see an organization again that teaches boys about the outdoors while encouraging the dads to be involved, but then also having that foundation of the faith.
Yep.
It doesn't seem like it should be that foreign of a concept to bring all three of those together, but.
Yeah, it seems to be in Catholic circles kind of a gap where we've lost our ability to go outside, rough it, camp, basic skills.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of it myself. You know, sometimes it's easier to call a guy to come fix something than learn how to do it yourself or whatnot. But so yeah, really.
I'm getting a lot better with YouTube though.
Yeah,
fixed the dishwasher the other day. Pretty proud. Only took 3 YouTube videos before I figured out which exactly one of the problems I had. And
yeah, I kind of wondered before YouTube how we figured out how to do anything.
I have no idea. I didn't know there was a before YouTube.
The library.
I got a buddy that we go drinking beers a lot together, and he is, I don't know, probably mid-50s, and he always says, you know, it used to be way more fun to go out and drink beers because you'd have a conversation and nobody would know the answer, and it wouldn't just be immediate gratification of like, so because anytime he and I are out and like he says something, he's like, I don't know about, you know, whatever, like I'll immediately just look it up on my phone and be like, yeah, this is the answer. It's like, that's not any fun.
Yeah.
There was no banter about like who was right or wrong, and it didn't take us like 3 weeks to figure it out, and 30 seconds later and the Google tells you what's right and wrong. So you had mentioned that there's a couple other troops here in Illinois. Is there any times when like on a larger level the boys and dads get together?
Yeah, usually once or twice a year. It started in Texas as Dr. Taylor Marshall's there, so they have a big outing in Texas every year. But I just found out through email from the headquarters that next year on in August 2nd and through the 4th, they're having one in Arkansas, Wisconsin, and actually Cardinal Raymond Burke is going to be there saying Mass and talking with the boys. So he was one of the guys who came out and in support of the troops when it came out. A couple other ones were Father Mitch Pacwa of EWTN
yep.
came out and support, had a support statement for it. So anyway, I imagine we're going to attempt to attend that one just
yeah,
to get around the other troops. Just, you know, it would be good for us to kind of make sure we're doing things as
yeah.
we need to be. And but then just, you know, it's kind of neat when you bring all the boys in and fathers from the area and then to have Cardinal there.
The benefit of being a new group is you can do things however you want.
Yes.
Since there's
yes,
no
within boundaries.
Yeah.
I know that
it's learning those boundaries.
Then. Yep. Yep. So I was talking with one of the guys who started the troop in Palatine, and I was super concerned about we got to be doing this and we got to be doing that. And he's like, man, you just got to kind of figure it out as you go. Because, it is still so new.
Yeah.
There's definitely through our officer's manual, there's guidelines and principles that we follow. But, yeah, there's a lot of – and we told our newer guys, you know, kind of be patient with us. We're figuring this out as we go. But, you know, you guys are going to get like an extra badge or something on your uniform for dealing with us as we start up. So
a startup council badge.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. I would definitely encourage dads to get involved with the Troops of St. George with their sons. My son will be 6 next summer, so I guess I better start getting him ready to do more camp. We'll have to start venturing outside the backyard. It's a scary place out there. You know, one of the other things, too, just real quick, that we always do, I got one of those Stargazer apps on my phone. Mm-hmm. And it kind of the inverse of the conversation we just had about not liking technology. There are some really great things that you have access to information through the technology. And so I'm sure that probably makes the scouting experience a little bit different if you can utilize some of those benefits.
Yep.
I know that the boys think it's fascinating that we can just point the phone up at the air and it'll identify all the stars and constellations and again, I guess stuff that we probably should learn and not just rely on technology all the time, but good stuff. So again, Troops of St. George, founded by Dr. Taylor Marshall. If you want to check him out on YouTube, I would definitely encourage it. He has got a lot of great videos out there. But then also check out Troops of St. George. Do you remember the website?
Yeah, troopsofstgeorge.org.
.org. I can never remember the .org and .com. I get ours here at the radio station confused all the time. So I will try to remember troopsofstgeorge.org for more information. Fathers, get out there and get involved with your sons and join a great scouting Catholic-based organization. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Absolutely. Anytime. We'll have to have you back in the spring after a few campouts over the winter, and you can let us know how they go.
Will do. Will do.
Awesome. You've been listening to Catholic Spirit Radio on 89.5. We were talking about the Troops of St. George with Chris Miller. Check our podcast out if you're just tuning in. To get more information, you can find us at CatholicSpiritRadio.com. This is Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5.
Join Catholic Spirit Radio on Saturday, December 1st for a Christmas pilgrimage to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Snows in Belleville, Illinois, where shrine grounds will be illuminated with the annual Way of Lights Christmas display that centers on the birth of Jesus. The trip includes a breathtaking drive-through display, plus a church tour, a Christmas tree display, and the gift shop. Seats are limited, so register before November 12th. Visit CatholicSpiritRadio.com for more details and to register. Call Kathy 309-828-6554 with questions.
Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone. One of my dear friends in the pro-life movement is Sandra Cano. She never believed in abortion. She got into a bad marriage and ended up abandoned. The attorneys to whom she turned to seek custody of her children turned her case into an abortion case and even arranged for her to have an abortion when she was pregnant. So much did she not want to do that she actually fled from Georgia to Oklahoma. Yet her case became the Doe v. Bolton decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, legalizing abortion throughout the entire pregnancy. Sandra now claims that her case was based on fraud. Let's join her and so many others in the fight to bring an end to the killing of children by abortion. This is Father Frank Pavone, Director of Priests for Life.
We are back, Catholic Spirit Radio, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley. We're going to do the gospel reading real quick and do a nice reflection for you. We talked Chris into sticking around and giving his take on the gospel. He doesn't know what it is yet.
This will be good.
So it'll be interesting. If you're just tuning in, you missed a great conversation with Chris Miller from the Epiphany Parish on the new Troops of St. George troop that was started here in Bloomington. Again, I would encourage you to check out Troops of St. troopsofstgeorge.org. Man, that's a mouthful.
You got it.
And get more information. It's a father-son scouting-like organization for 6 to 18-year-old boys and their dads. It focuses on faith and outdoor activities. So, again, check it out, troopsofstgeorge.org. All right, Chris, this week's gospel is from Mark chapter 12, 28 through 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love your Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.' The scribe said to him, 'Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, He is one, and there is no other than He. And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And no one dared to ask him any more questions." The gospel according to Mark. That's an easy one. Should be able to nail that, right?
I was going to say, that's actually providential.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite scripture verses.
Every time we have a guest stay over for the gospel reading, it's always providential.
Yeah.
It's like the readings come alive for us. They definitely do. So what are your thoughts? You got to have some good ones.
Yeah,
this
well,
is your,
I
you
better
set
anyway.
Yourself
I
up.
Better, yeah. So to me, you know, when you get in the spiritual life, when you're journeying towards, you know, you have all these maybe different devotions you're trying to follow and all these, you know, maybe good works you're trying to do, or you're constantly judging, you know, how am I, where am I going, how am I doing? But it's easy to forget that those two sum up everything.
Just boil it down.
So a lot of times when I lose focus, that helps refocus me on what is the most important thing, and then to kind of base my questions on, okay, do I love God with all my heart, strength, and soul, and do my actions and my thoughts show that? You know, I remember thinking when I became Catholic when I was 22 years old, so a little later in life, a little push from my wife and then some awesome Catholic men that God placed in my life. But I always remember thinking, you know, like, if I love God, if I follow that, like, ideally I should be thinking about Him most of the time, right? Because I always thought, too, you know, you can tell what people love when you walk into their house. You know, what do you see? Do you see Bears, you know, Chicago Bears memorabilia all over the place? And then, so, you know, I was like, well, how is our house decorated? And, you know, what are my thoughts? What's the first thing I think of when I wake up? What's the last thing I think of before I go to bed? Is it God or is it something else? So anyway, yeah, that's just a good recentering theme of everything that's important.
Yeah, that's a good point. Where do our thoughts take us, and what do our actions say about a reflection of those thoughts? I think that's a great point. I don't think I could do it any better. I would agree with you. I think it, you know, the great part about this gospel, as Jesus oftentimes does, he has the ability to really, you know, bring it down to our level and to really just boil it down to love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And so, again, thank you for being with us this week. I think it's a great reflection for folks to really maybe take some time this week and think about, to your point, how much time are they spending with God in their mind and in their surroundings, and what are those surroundings and their actions saying about a reflection of where their thoughts are at. So appreciate you being with us. Again, check out troopsofstgeorge.org to get more information. If you're a father with a son between 6 and 18, definitely encourage you to check them out and maybe get involved. All boys like camping out, I think.
Absolutely.
Everybody does.
Even if they're timid at first, they'll love it when they're done.
Yeah. Once they get used to being outside in the dark with some spiders around, they'll love it by the time they're done. Absolutely. So, again, check out troopsofstgeorge.org. Check out our podcasts on iTunes or Podbean. You can find us at CatholicSpiritRadio.com. This has been Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance. Download our podcasts at CatholicSpiritRadio.com.